Public Interactive, upcoming local events, and playlists and podcasts of locally produced programs. It's all at krvs.org. This program is brought to you in part by Pieces of Eight, specializing in unique accessories and fine gifts for all occasions. Pieces of Eight is located at 902 Coolidge in Lafayette's Oil Center.
Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off this morning by going back to 1994 and listening to Buddy Guy.
I came home this morning. Oh, what a shock. When I found out my key no longer fit my life, oh baby. You just go right back out there where you've been. But while you were slipping out, oh, someone else was slipping in. I thought I was your fool that you could count on. One was right there when no one else was at home. But oh baby, I think I found myself a new friend. But while you were slipping out, oh, someone else was slipping in. Now cry your heart out. Oh, you don't mean a thing to me. I'm a brand new man. And you can plainly see I know where I want people. And I'm wearing my hair. This big smile you see on my face, you didn't put it there. I got a new way of wearing my hair. This big smile on my face, baby, you didn't put it there. Oh, baby, you just take me back out there where you been. But while you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in. Oh, no.
Yeah. your daughter, cause the boogeyman's in town. Call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. I'm a king-size boogeyman. The sheriff has got my number. He locked me up last fall. Taught his daughter how to do the boogie. Now I can't go back at all. Call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. I'm a king-size boogeyman. To do some boogieing and I wind up doing time. Call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. I'm a king-size boogeyman. Boogieing and I'll make you climb the wall. Call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. Yeah, I'm a king-size boogeyman.
Boogeyman, originally from Gilmer, Texas. That was Freddie King. Freddie had 1 foot in Texas, 1 foot in Chicago. He was born in Texas, grew up listening to a lot of Texas blues, Lightning Hopkins, Blind Lemon Jefferson, T-Bone Walker, that sort of thing. Then in his early teens, his family moved up to Chicago. That was back in the early 1950s, and there he got to listen to Howling Wolf and Muddy Waters and a whole slew of wonderful Chicago blues artists, and he ended up for a while playing in Chicago, Cincinnati, and then back down to Texas. Prior to hearing Freddie King, we heard Buddy Guy. We heard Buddy from 1994 doing the title track to his disc Slippin' In. Buddy, of course, originally from Louisiana, moved up to Chicago in the 1950s. His career started with Cobra Records. His first successes as far as recordings were concerned were with Cobra Records. Cobra recorded from or existed basically from 1956 till 1959. Freddie King and Buddy Guy both were often considered members of the West Side School of Chicago Blues. Freddie King less so than Buddy Guy, but he, one of the architects of that style, along with people like Magic Sam and also Otis Rush. We're going to turn to Otis Rush next here on KRBS. He moved to Chicago in 1948 from Philadelphia, Mississippi, and had no intention of becoming a blues artist until he heard Muddy Waters play live at a club, I think it was the Zanzibar in Chicago at the time, and He was thereafter totally smitten with the blues. He started recording for Cobra Records in 56. In fact, he had their only a top 10 charter on the R&B charts. I Can't Quit You Baby took him to number 6. He recorded 7 more tracks for Cobra Records before they went out of business. We're going to listen to one of the last tunes that Otis recorded for Cobra. It's one of his standards. It's like a number of his own compositions, a minor blues, sort of slow and steamy in a way, and melancholic. And this tune is, the name of this tune was later appropriated by Stevie Ray Vaughan for his band. Here's Otis Rush recording for Cobra Records with Double Trouble.
Keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. To go. Bad luck and trouble taking me. I have no money to show. But hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, that's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
In the morning, I can't even close my eyes. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, good people, and I can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. Lord, I can't be satisfied. You know, I looked all around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, I looked and I looked all around me, good people. Lord, my baby can't be found. baby. I'm going down to the bowling drive. That's where the women hang out. Goodbye, everybody. Yes, I believe this is the end. Yes, I believe this is the end. And you can tell my baby for me now, oh, to forgive me for my sin.
From 1969, that was Tina Turner, Ike Turner on lead guitar on that track, and also Albert Collins on second guitar. That was, again, Tina Turner doing, obviously, the old B.B. King tune, 3 o'clock blues. Before we heard Tina, we heard Otis Rush, and also Ike Turner was there in the background, backing up Otis Rush with his band. We heard Otis again from 1958, doing one of his minor keyed classics, the blues number Double Trouble. Next year on KRVS, let's turn to B.B. King himself and a recording that some say was one of his all-time best live recordings, live at the Regal Theater in Chicago back in November of 1964. Here's B.B. King with You Done Lost Your Good Thing Now.
Love you, baby. Baby, that's the way I hate you now. You used to say that you love me, and you would do anything I said. You used to say that you love me, baby. And you would do anything I say. But the way you treat me now, baby, baby, I would much rather be dead. You said once that you loved me, honey, but now I believe you'll change your mind. Oh, you said that you loved me, baby, but now I believe you'll change your mind. Well, but I don't blame you, baby, because you ain't what you used to be. Oh, but let me love you one more time, baby. Let me love you one more time anyway. Oh, baby, back with me now, baby. Because you didn't mean me no good anyway. Hey, yeah, baby. Baby, you done lost a good thing now. Thank you very much.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannelorentz.com.
You've been misused. Talk to me, I'll do what you choose. I want you to tell mama all about it. Tell mama what you need. Tell mama what you want. And I'll make everything all right. That girl you had didn't have no sense. She wasn't worth all the time that you spent. She had other men throw you outdoors. Now the same man is wearing your clothes. I want you to tell mama all about it. Tell mama what you need. Tell mama what you want. And I'll make everything all right. Tell mama all about it. Tell mama what you need. Tell mama what you want. Tell mama what you want right now. Tell me. Tell your mama.
Recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, back in 1967. That does have a Muscle Shoals ring to it. That was Etta James recording for Chess Records. Before we heard Etta, we heard B.B. King here on KRVS. We heard B.B. King from the recordings live at the Regal Theater in Chicago back in November of 1964. B.B. King doing You Done Lost Your Good Thing Now. We're going to stick with Chicago. We're going to turn next to Liz Mandeville. She has a brand new disc out called Clarksdale. And, of course, she is from Chicago, not from Clarksdale, Mississippi. Anyway, an interesting artist. She's had a number of discs out. And from her latest Clarksdale, here's a piece called Sweet Potato Pie.
Well, somebody ate my sweet potato pie. Somebody got my cream. What I mean, smells so good of bacon. I left it there to cool. Somebody ate my sweet potato pie. Somebody want no fool. Was it you that got my sweet potato pie? Was it you that got my cream? Was it you that got that sweet hot stuff? You just can't get enough. can't get enough. It tastes so good when eaten, and with that whipped cream too. Well, one thing about my sweet potato pie, well, honey, it's good for you. Somebody ate my sweet potato pie, somebody got my cream.
I see your smile and my tears flow like the Nile. Oh, I get emotional. Each time we go out, baby, I feel like I want to shout. Cause I feel emotional. I don't understand how just one man can make me feel so emotional. People say that's not the way, but I don't care, you see. My heart's on my sleeve, I'm so easy to deceive. Cause I'm involved emotionally. When you start to sweat, baby, you know how I get. Oh, so emotional. You fill me with joy like a child's new toy. Baby, you make me feel so emotional. Baby, you know how I get. Yeah. emotional. You fill me with joy like a child's new toy. Baby, you make me feel so emotional. Ooh, can't you see just what it is you do to me? Baby, you make me feel emotional. Hey now, baby, yeah, you make me feel emotional. Baby, can't you see that I'm involved emotionally?
Michelle Wilson with a title track to a disc she had out back in 96. So emotional. Prior to hearing Michelle Wilson, we heard Liz Mandeville from her brand new release, Clarksdale. Liz did a number entitled Sweet Potato Pie. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. This evening, David Egan will be performing at Blue Moon Saloon. Also tonight, Major Handy will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Biscuit Hound and Circus Genetic play Artmosphere. Ronnie Weiss and the Blue Knights play Dewey's in Youngsville. The Wayne Blue Burns Band will be at the Shed this evening. And Scott Kenny Liner will be at the bar. Cajun Heat plays Grant Street Dance Hall. Also this evening, Mark Willis and Cocodry will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's. Scott Allen Stagg will be at Bisbano's. And Walter Jr. will be at Imanelli this evening. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Frank and Marty will be at Blue Dog Café. Also tomorrow night, Continental Dropkicks play Artmosphere. Michael Guidry will be at Charlie G's. And Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys, as well as T-Ket, will be at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow evening. The Wayne Blue Burns Band plays the bar. Shane Vanacore and the Blues Intruders play the Shed tomorrow night. And just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. And also tomorrow night in Eunice, Bonchance and Kent Gosselin playing at the Liberty Theater. Then we have Hugh and the Wrecking Crew playing at the Green Oaks Lounge. Roscoe Chenier and the Inner City Blues Band will play Lakeview Park and Dance Hall in Eunice tomorrow night. The Supplex will be at Wild Salmon. Steve Adams plays Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow. And there's also the Jeunesse Fest tomorrow starting at 12:30. Interesting rock festival, basically, featuring a lot of young players. A teen rock fest taking place at BB's Patisserie on West Pinhook Road there. I believe it's 10 bands performing for that event. Again, that's from 12:30 to 9 p.m. Sunday, Scott Allen Stagg will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Megan Brown and friends will be at Prejean's, Zydeco Ray at Brandel's, and the New Movement Theater at Artmosphere on Sunday. Monday night is a night for a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also Monday nights, Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, and Tuesdays and Thursdays there's the Backstage Pass Music Jam at Backstage Bar and Grill. Wednesday night, there's the Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. Well, we just heard a couple of minutes ago, Michelle Wilson. We're going to turn to a tune that she recorded on one of her other discs quite a while back. This time, though, that tune done by the composer of the piece. We're talking about David Egan. David has a couple of discs out. He's hopefully soon to release a third. David will be performing tonight with presumably with his band at Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to turn to David's disc, 20 Years of Trouble. Here he is doing one of his many compositions, Half Past the Blues.
She said it wouldn't take much to keep her satisfied. 2 weeks later, she was sneaking on the side. All over town, she's writing hot checks on you. It all comes down at the stroke of half past the blues. She fired off your pistol in the middle of the street. Screamed out your name and that you was a no-good thief. And while you were sleeping, she stole your watch right off of you. Now all the time you're showing his head past the blues. And you love her till the kingdom come and the damn breaks. Till the ghost pass over, if that's what it takes. Till the pigs fly and all the dogs run loose. Head past the blues. Is that what time is? Did you think this would never happen to you? And if you had it to do over, would you still fit the same shoes? Did you wake up to find someone has come to get his due? Is that what time it is? You heard about the rooster who was peeking over the rail. They say he lost his whole head over a little piece of tape. Conductor asked the engineer what time the train was due. And all the little hens were saying, head past the blue. Like the monkey told the lie from the coconut tree. He said, you're the most ignorant looking jackass I ever did see. Lion said, come down and share your point of view. The monkey said, I'll see you right head past the blue. And you'll never till the kingdom come and the damn rings. Till the ghosts pass over, if that's what it takes. Till the pigs fly and all the dogs run loose. Head past the blue. You think this would never happen to you? And if you had it to do over, would you still fit the same shoes? Did you wake up to find someone has come to get him due? Is that what time it is? Yeah.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org. Support for KRVS comes from Lash Pa, a benefit celebrating the efforts of Cotefil through music and cuisine, Sunday, August 26th at Cochon Restaurant in Lafayette. Music begins at 5 p.m. with Roddy Romero, Corey Ledet, Fofolet, Zachary Richard, Gino Delafosse, and more. Details online under the Facebook page Lash Pa Cotefil.
John, it's Mick calling. There's no way I can make this session tonight. It's just too late. I mean, you've known me since I was 17 years old, so there's a good reason why I can't come.
Sleep, so don't make my wake-up call too soon. Working past the wee-wee hours, laying to every seat that's sold, trying to sing my song. Lord, I've been so long searching for that moment of gold. Yeah. I once saw me a morning crying a baby's heart. Morning seems so far away, and my dreams is coming apart. 11:30 wake up call, and my head's about to split in two.
Well, now
I see the light of day peeking through the shades. Oh, my brain's about to come unglued. Working past the wee-wee hours, there ain't no cup too small. It's sleeping that I like, flared out on my back, but it won't be no time at all. Still got a wake up call.
From 1993, that was John Mayall along with Mick Taylor on guitar, and also Mick was the voice on the answering machine. Mavis Staples also on vocals with Mayall. This from the disc Wake Up Call, the title track written by David Egan, and we heard David Egan before hearing John Mayall. We heard David from his first disc, 20 Years of Trouble. He did a number called Half Past the Blues, and also David will be, as we mentioned earlier, playing this evening at Blue Moon Saloon. He offered often plays Thursday nights at Charlie G's. Quite a fine composer, pianist, and vocalist. He's written tunes. I think the one we just heard was one of three. I think he wrote a total of three for John Mayall. And he's also had his material recorded by Joe Cocker, Marsha Ball, Irma Thomas, Percy Sledge, Etta James, quite a number of well-recognized artists. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to a track from Walter Trout's brand new disc. Trout was for some time lead guitarist for John Mayall's Blues Breakers. Prior to that, he worked with in the bands of John Lee Hooker, Joe Tex. He was a sideman for Percy Mayfield and also for Deacon Jones. His latest disc is called Blues for the Modern Days. Here's Walter Trout on guitar and vocals with a tune called Lonely.
And it makes me feel alone. I believe they're lonely.
Music from Corey Harris's disc Fish Ain't Biting. That was his second disc out on Alligator Records. Came out in 1997. And before we heard Corey Harris here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Walter Trout from his new disc Blues for Modern Days. Walter on guitar and vocals doing a number called Lonely. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And the Blues Box, as well as all the other programming you hear on KRVS, is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those members and supporters of public radio here in Acadiana, we'd like to thank you for that support. And if not, if you're not one of those help us out from time to time with finances, we'd like to ask you to consider becoming a member. You can find out all you need to know about membership at our website, which is, once again, KRVS. And there's also a lot of late-breaking news there, playlists from locally produced programs, a lot of information to avail yourself of. Again, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Muddy Waters for you to kick off hour two of the Blues Box. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to Katie Webster, the Swamp Boogie Queen, the late Katie Webster. Originally from Houston, lived in Lake Charles for a number of years, also recorded at J.D. Miller's studio in Crowley as a backup musician. Here is Katie Webster, again, to take us on up to news time with NPR with a number called CQ Boogie.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal du Dimanche held every Sunday from 1 to 4. Upcoming performers include Zydeco Ray and the Creole Knight Riders, Corey Ledet and his Zydeco Band, and Briggs Brown and Bayou Cajuns. For more on upcoming performers, special events,